building policy through pop culture, because when people can see it, you recognize how it works, right? It's like those racists that grew up always racist in a southern town and they never knew anybody black, and then their daughter happens to marry a black man and they get mixed grandbabies and they're just like, I'm no longer racist, right? Because I have proximity to these people and they're my people now, right? And I think that's a, that's what you got to do. You got to do that for people.
No, I agree. And while I do not value Don Lemon as a journalist, I think that this project is something like we have to be able to not toss out the baby with the bathwater. But to me, if it saves a child or it saves a person and they get to see themselves, I will support it. But I will not ever support him being a journalist. And I stand by that. But that's, you know, we could have that discussion or argument.
It's good. Don, I love Don. I think he's a great dude. I think he got into the electric asshole's ass there when he interviewed him on Twitter a little bit. And although I did tell him, I'm like, I don't know why you decided to do that. I said, you knew he was a sin.
Yeah, all of it, it's, you know, I feel like we're in an age where no longer can people chase a check. And when I say chase a check, do things that compromise not just their integrity, but the rest of ours as well for money and fame and success. And we not talk about it. So we're going to talk about, I don't care whether you are on ESPN and I've known you for a while, or you are Don Lemon, who seems like a very nice man, you know, however, you know, like at some point, because the decisions people make affect us. So it's not in a vacuum. You're, not just making a you decision at that point. We are all now grafted into the view of black people or what have you based on how you open your mouth and talk.
You know what's funny is that when all the stuff with Candace Owens came out, I saw something and I was like, so I texted Don. I'm like, listen, Don, you should interview Candace Owens. And he sent me a video about black journalists and black entertainers not giving her space. He was like, we should not give her air.
What?
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, all right. And I was like, and so what was funny about that is I was like, you know, I think, you know, with Candace Owens, right? I think she's got a baby face. Right. And like they get to people see her in real life and she's probably charming before she gets on camera. You know what I mean? And they get all that stuff. I said, Don, you will be immune to that. She can't charm you like that. Right. You can do that. And he was like, I'm not giving somebody like that space. He's like, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, OK, all right. I respect that. But I was laughing about it because I thought it would be funny. Right. Because, you know, I'm a troll like that. You see my Instagram. I'm a troll.
You are. I like it. You know, as a recovering troll, I appreciate it from afar.
I always tell people I got a good memory and I'm petty.
Yeah. Well, my memory sucks. So, but my petty is, I don't know, understand. My petty outdistances my memory.
You be petty LaBelle. I'll be petty WAP. There we go.
Okay. We here for it. I love it.
Well, folks, if you notice, in Black Talk Radio, we discuss a lot of different issues, and we're very, I wouldn't say emotional about it, but real straightforward about it, as you can hear in a lot of these discussions. That is one of the reasons why Rick and I have been doing this for many, many years, and the station that we're on really got lambasted for really coming out and talking about a lot of various issues. From the crack cocaine epidemic to having people like Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee on, Gil Scott-Heron, and even discussing many local issues like the Johnny Gamage murder in Brentwood. So that's the way we look at things, and hopefully you won't be offended by it. Thanks for listening to our program this week, and we'll see you next time here on Ebony Spectrum. Rick and I say peace.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secure our world.
One in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, out there in radio land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your radio, WRCT.org on your web receiving device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. We're going to rock it through the radio calendar and stall out on the concert calendar. So I should just tell you right now. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses every Wednesday at 8 p.m. You can stop by to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a bite to eat and a thing to drink. Go drink a thing. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. If you would like to see the Banjo Club, you must make a reservation by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834. Moving on to the concert list. Tonight, the Scott Bonney Quartet will be at Con Alma. Bonney? Bonney. I don't know. I'm sorry. The Symphonic Sorcery Tour comes to Remedy, including Ice Giant, the Zebellion Triangle, and Iron Brigade. Zebellion. It's tricky to pronounce them X's. Let's see. T-Pain will be at Stage AE along with La Russell, Nando STL, and Young Cash. And the Pittsburgh Winery is hosting the Zoob Masters Recital. Tomorrow night, Kaz will be at Club Cafe with Fusion Illusion. Roboto Project is hosting Harrison Gordon along with TRSH and Elephant Jake and Stand and Wave and Bogues. Funhouse at Mr. Small's is hosting the Yeggs, who are having an album release show. They're playing along with the Draculas and DJ Easy Ed. And Fastlane MDOT will be at Spirit Lodge along with Yola Bands, Good Busy Cutman Chunk, and Buck Biddy. On Friday, Abstract X Dylan Owen will be at the Club Cafe, along with Jake Luke, T Burke, and the Architect. Funhouse is hosting Secret Gardens, along with Sincerely, Anton Ego, and God's End. Abstract Theory will be at the Government Center, along with Liz Scott, Connie Roses, and Druzio. Man Man will be at Mr. Small's. Buffalo Rose will be at the Pittsburgh Winery for their vinyl release show. They're playing along with Ursula Hansberry. Danielle Ponder will be at Thunderbird along with Bree Dominique. On Saturday, starting at 3, Thunderbird is hosting the Keystone Vibe Music Fest featuring Ripa Shreddas, Just Those Guys, Jasperillo, Austin Coco Huffs, Moonshine, Jasmine, and Slam Band, and Sam. Excision will be at Stage AE, along with AT Aliens, Don Timmer, and Lays, and Amorphic. Luke Severide will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, along with Ronnie Fleming. for an early well, they're doing two shows, one at 7 and one at 9:30. Everybody's worried about Owen. We'll be at the Roboto Project, along with The Last Arizona, June Henry with Tilt Controls, and Iris Dilinski. Bottle Rocket is hosting Horse Girl, along with Cindy. Club Cafe is hosting Taylor Ashton, along with Ryan Hoffman and Orange G. The Government Center is hosting Mixlodian Dreamer, along with Catatonia, Jonah, and Hiking Journal. Mr. Smalls Proper is hosting Kim Gordon, who's playing along with Bill Nace and the Aaron Dillaway Jr. I'm not sure how exactly that show is subdivided personnel-wise. Hopefully not at all. Jackie Joyner will be at the Pittsburgh Winery, and yeah, that's it for Saturday. On Sunday, Fastlane MDOT will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. I'm thinking that maybe this is a misprint. Maybe Fastlane MDOT is at the Funhouse on Saturday. Maybe they're there on Thursday. You should call first, because I am not sure. Arcadia Gray will be at the Roboto Project on Sunday, along with Summer Brews, Wasted Space, and the Eds. Davey Knowles is at the Club Cafe with Johnny Stanek. Giovanni Orsini and the Inebriators will be at the Government Center on Sunday, along with Child Eater and Odno Okno. I don't know. 100 Tones will be at the Pittsburgh Winery, and I think we'll wrap it up there because my talking is real bad. If you, your band, your artistic endeavor, your social engagement, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send them. While I'm talking bad at you, I'm going to talk at you and say that when you help care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving. Public service announcement brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and WRCT, where if you go to our website, you can find a playlist for this show and many, many others. And it'll tell you that right now you're listening to Nacho.
nel rosaio dei filosofi, senza avere la chiave. È come l'uomo che vorrebbe camminare, che vorrebbe camminare, senza avere i piedi, che vorrebbe camminare, i piedi, chi tenta di entrare nel rosario dei filosofi.
Let's go! WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
So obviously today is going to be another one of those lots of long songs, not much talking. Good luck at finding out what the name of the band is. I defy you to use Shazam on this show. That was Blood-Soaked Necrovoid with Consuming Darkness of Void Towards Inconceivably Vast Insanity off of their recent demo. Gravquad before that with a song that the title starts off with Hewlett, which is probably not how you say it, and goes on from there, and I'm going to spare you. I don't know why I'm talking like this. They have an album called Prologue. I highly suggest you search it out. Camerata Medio Lanens before that with Rosatum from their Atalanta Fugines. I don't know. Playlist available at WRCT.org for all of your pronunciating. Started off with Nadja, a live version of Thaumagenesis. We bowed out three quarters of the way through because I got more music for you, more music to play for you, like this here band called Gorgatron.
Slow, forever worse, all the same.
Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station.
Your ass is straight.